Back in, I think it was about 2005, I had a really tough thing happen to me. I woke up one day and my stomach area was really hurting me, and it looked like I was about 8.5 months pregnant. And I thought, wow, this is a weird thing, and was hoping that I was not pregnant at the time. And I went to the doctors and we ruled out the pregnancy as an option, but they really weren't sure what I had. And then, you know, a week later I woke up and I still was distended. And this went on, when I tell you, for not just days, not just months, but for almost 3 years. I ran around to every gastro specialist that you can possibly think of and tried every drug therapy. I was like a guinea pig for any sort of gastro drug. They put me on some antidepressants because they thought that serotonin helps your gut. And nobody could seem to really help me. And I was completely frustrated as somebody who self-confessed control freak, to not know what was going on with me, to walk around looking like I was almost 9 months pregnant, and on top of it, from the drugs destroying my metabolism, I was just gaining weight and my whole body was swelling up year after year. And it was really one of the most devastating things that's ever happened to me in my life. And so finally, a friend of mine said, you know, have you considered the natural route? And I started pursuing different avenues. I went to a witch doctor. I went to a medical intuitive who had me speak to the soul of my unborn baby. None of those worked, surprise, surprise. But then I met a natural doctor who said, listen, Carol, I don't know what it is that you have, but I'm committed to helping you find a solution. And we worked together, I don't know, probably for 6 months. And one day in, I think it was November of 2007, I woke up and it was the first time in almost 3 years that my gut didn't hurt. And within about a month, I had lost all the weight and I was back to normal. And so I am a big fan, based on my own experience, of going the holistic route. And so when Dr. Thomas Kruzel came to my attention and wanted to talk about how drugs can be so damaging for disorders, like I had digestive disorders and things like anxiety and depression, you know, this was something that personally was really important to me. So Dr. Kruzel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, is my story an unusual story, or do you hear stories like that often?
I hear it all the time. This is a fairly typical patient that shows up in my office with a very similar story.
And is it, you know, that they've been to all of these doctors and they don't know what it is, or what's sort of the usual thread that you hear?
Usually what happens is they have similar problems to what you experience. Their diagnosis they may or may not have a diagnosis. They've gone through all of the requisite tests, but they've been put on medications such as you were probably put on, like hydrogen blockers and proton pump inhibitors, which over a long period of time will actually make the condition worse.
Yeah, I mean, not only did it make the condition worse, or at least no change in it, but it started to destroy other things. As I said, my metabolism was just destroyed, and then sort of every cell in my body started to swell up. And I really attribute that to the drugs. I mean, would you agree that that could be a potential side effect?
That's definitely a potential side effect. If you look at the PDR and the side effects of these particular medications, just what you're talking about are side effects. And again, that's with long-term use.
So how do you know if you have an ailment? I mean, certainly there are times when drugs are going to make sense and the natural route isn't going to work for someone. So help us understand this. When do you start out from a natural perspective, or when do you start out with your main family physician, with your typical Western medicine, if you will?
Well, generally these prescription medications don't address the underlying cause. And the underlying cause, it's a disruption of the gastrointestinal flora for whatever reason. It's usually due to some type of dietary problem. these medications are just stopgap measures. They're to give the person some relief, allow them to sleep if they're having pain at night and whatnot. They were never, ever intended to be over-the-counter. They were only intended to be by prescription and for short periods of time because of the side effects. What has happened with the industry is that through lobbying in Congress and whatnot, the pharmaceutical industry has gotten them to be over-the-counter, and now anybody can use them and self-prescribe. And that can be a very dangerous thing in the long term. So if somebody does have a problem, they may be beneficial in the short term, but really they shouldn't be on them for a very long period of time. That's when they should seek the help of somebody who uses natural medicines and diet and nutrition, understands the process, and can address the underlying cause.
So which ailments or what symptoms, you know, if I have, you know, X symptom, if my stomach's distended, if I'm depressed, what are the types of symptoms that somebody should look for in order to first go to a holistic doctor?
Well, I think that anything out of their normal pattern, that's one of the things that we look for, is what is the normal pattern that the person experiences. And then if there's a disruption of that pattern, they should be looking around to see why it's disrupted for whatever reasons. And it could be any number of things. It could be a mental emotional upset. It could be a change in diet. It could be something that they've eaten. It could be any number of things that can cause that, because the gastrointestinal tract, in essence, has sort of its own brain. That's one of the reasons that they have been prescribing antidepressants for people with GI problems, because of the serotonin issues. The gastrointestinal tract makes serotonin and is responsive to it. So there's a number of things that are going on, but again, it doesn't address the underlying cause.
Right. Well, I appreciate that, and I know that gastro issues tend to be on the rise. So if you have a gastro issue, you should check out Dr. Thomas Kruzel. And the best way to connect with you is through your website, www.rockwoodnaturalmedicine.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Kruzel, for being here.
All right. Thank you for having me.